This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, asking me, although, just let's be clear, I can't always. I can't always respond to you. You know, I can only read one story at a time. I can only read certain things at a time and be able to respond. So I'm not ignoring you. You keep poking at me. It doesn't make me go any faster. Does it make it any easier? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there, a gazillion things you can do up there, and even be part of the conversation. Smarter people than I in the chat room. You're smarter than people than any of us here in the chat room. So let's get to it. Because I always enjoy this so much. And then last hour, I meant to get to this thing. But it's a pretty kind of sort of gross picture. Although, I know my girls would kill me if I said, I can remember when their legs looked like this. too late. Mike was hot, wasn't it? There you go. I'm sure I hear about that. A Swedish model spoke out on social media about receiving rape threats for showing off her leg hair in a new Adidas ad. Although I don't know, understand why, if you're upset about it and you think she looks like garbage, you think it's terrible, why would you threaten to rape her?
That's the worst thing you can do to a woman.
It's, okay, I guess, yeah. My photo from the Adidas original Superstar campaign got a lot of nasty comments last week. I can't even pronounce her name. We'll just talk her first name. Arvida wrote on her Instagram, literally, I've been getting rape threats in the direct message inbox. Now, she said she went on to say that she can't imagine what it must be like for those less privileged than her who also have non-conforming features. Well, I know hairy legs is not a non-conforming feature. It's just something you don't want to do, right? You don't want to shave. Okay. And what, hairy armpits are conforming?
Not for women.
Bison followed up on her original post, letting her fans know that while she doesn't actually feel as though she's in danger, she does find the language people were using towards her to be very concerning. She said, I do think it's a problem that men use sexually violent language when women don't abide. She wrote, I mainly get concerned for the women that have to be around these men because having that kind of abusive language coming from somebody that you know or are physically around you is just very painful and damaging. It would be great if she was one of the ones that Weinstein assaulted because she'd open her mouth and actually say something, maybe. Not that I want her to get assaulted, but at least she has the guts to say something. Adidas originally posted the ad featuring her to their Instagram page, praising the model and the artist for her photography, which questions femininity and gender standards using so-called girly aesthetics. While many people were praising the photo, defending Bison's choice not to shave her legs, others were quick to judge, leaving comments like, I'm attracted to girls, not monkeys. Hairy legs are gross. Well, look at, you know,
you don't have to hold it against
It's like, are we allowed anymore? You know, that story we did, I was thinking about it today when I heard another story on one of the other news channels. I was thinking about how if that story I did where if men didn't like transgender women, if that's the right terminology, then they were homophobic or transphobic or whatever. And then it went on to even say that if men wouldn't consider dating other men, then they were homophobic. And I'm going, no, they're not phobic anything. Everybody has a type or a range of types. Because if all you're into is the sex, then you don't have a type, and you're just into sex, period. And that has nothing to do with gender or anything else, you know, or even species. Yeah, let that sink in. In a statement at the Huffington Post, a spokeswoman for the Adidas defended their decision to use Bystrom in their ad. Adidas Originals is honored to work with creators like Arvida for their creativity, diversity, and unique ideas. We lend breadth and depth of our brand to give our collaborators a platform for positivity, discussion, and change. And let me go puke, because I don't believe anything they say, but that's beside the point. No, but listen. Why? Why? Why the death threat? Why the rape threats? Why be nasty? Why have to go through all this? Seriously. Somebody does something like this, you don't agree with it, you don't like with it, ignore them. Really, just ignore them. There's no reason for this kind of language, this kind of talk, the way to deal with people. Anyhow, I just want to bring it up. And the scandals keep coming. You know, if you think about this, these guys, we could probably go 20 years. I mean, I believe I think it was Pence who said it. You're not going to fix this in a short period of time. This is going to take years to clean the mess that's been made in Washington, D.C. Now, Judicial Watch, which is a conservative watchdog group, they said Friday that the FBI has uncovered 30 more pages of documents related to the controversial 2016 tarmac meeting, that impromptu meeting where they happened to be in the same state on the same tarmac on the same on the same taxiway at the exact same time. My God, if I was them, I would have ran out and bought a lottery ticket. Seriously. These newly uncovered documents are being sent to Judicial Watch by the end of November in response to a Freedom of Information Act. I wonder how many of them you'll actually be able to read. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just in the real side. Don't go far. A lot more of this craziness on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Just gotta get him out of there. He was screaming about Trump at one of his events. Did not make me very happy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
Stevie Wonder.
Yes, great voice. Loved his music. I wish these guys would just sing. I wish they would stop telling me about their political mindset. I mean, really, seriously. You know? It just makes me nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Tell your friends, your enemies, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you send me messages. I really do. I mean, and I get quite a few, but during the show, don't get mad if I don't respond. It's kind of hard. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. The, what was I thought? Oh, when you head up to the website, there's Patreon.com. It's one of the ways that you can help fund the show, right? I'll take money anyway I can get it. Well, almost anyway I can get it. Seriously. I would not go out to dinner with Harvey Weinstein, not for any amount of money, just so we're clear. Well, in case he's listening and he decides he wants to call. I know. Head over there. Would love to have you as a supporter of the show. I really do appreciate it. Look, Judicial Watch has asked for documents on the Clinton Lynch kind of sort of impromptu meetup that was planned a couple of months ahead of time. And that's Joe's personal opinion. I mean, when they got close, he had to be saying, okay, we got to find a way to bump into each other. But what a bunch of idiots. Why do it there? I'm sure there were plenty of events, plenty of places that they should have been together at, could have easily explained why they were together. Doesn't make any sense to me. Anyway, so Judicial Watch originally filed a FOIA request in July of 2016, and the Justice Department, not only did they not comply, but they said there aren't any papers. This wasn't, this was an impromptu meeting. There was no papers. And they, as time went on, they did it again. They asked again in, let me see, July 2016. He said they went on to say, we presume that they are new documents. We won't know what it is until we see them. Now, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton told Fox News in an email on Friday that the fact that they just found them in and of itself is another scandal. I agree. I agree to no end. All these documents that disappear and show up somewhere or don't exist and then do exist, right? People can't remember. You know, you're better off saying, you know what, I had the documents. I shredded them or burned them because I thought that they were too sensitive. I was afraid to get in the wrong hands. Instead of saying, we don't have any, we didn't do it, there are none. Upon further review, we subsequently determined potentially responsive documents may exist, the FBI wrote to Judicial Watch in a letter dated August 10th. The FBI wrote that the request had been reopened and is currently in process of searching for any responsive material, at which time we hear that Comey had a minor stroke. I mean, he's got to be dying. He's got to be having a heart attack right now. And Clinton and the rest of them, I mean, they are losing control. Which is why I believe, me personally, Joe Messina, I believe that the reason for all these distractions, the reason for the big deal over everything that Trump says and how many tissues he uses to blow his nose, how many scoops of ice cream he gets, the reason that these things are such a big deal is they're trying to take, keep him, I don't know, off guard, keep him just trying to, I don't know, I mean, just keep him trying to protect himself. Keep trying to fight, and there's no attention put on these other things, or very little. You know, the FBI Director James Comey, in a Senate testimony in June, described the tarmac meeting as problematic. That's it? Really? The congressional Republicans have called for a second special counsel to investigate Comey, Lynch, and Clinton. And I hope they do. What's the big whoop? Seriously, what is the big deal? This is the thing that I've always said. If you've done nothing wrong, what's the problem? Right? I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I didn't read through the story yet, but it said the Harvey Weinstein Company is looking to sell. And I am sure it's a fire sale at this point, because you can only imagine what's going to happen, right? You can only imagine what this is going to look like. All right. So we were talking about, and this happens every year, and these stories are going to start flying in, not rolling in, not trickling in, flying in. Student Magazine warns against the racist Halloween costumes, right? Now, the latest issue of a magazine run by the Ohio State University students features a flow chart designed to help students determine whether their Halloween costumes are racist. Here's the thing. If you're white and you wear a costume, you're racist. I mean, it's really that simple. I don't need a whole flow chart. The guide published in the 1870 magazine, and not the year 1870, allows students to ask themselves a series of questions about their costume ideas, directing them to one of several determinations. I love this. It is politically charged. The chart asks the costume ideas to pertain to something serious. If yes, then the magazine is interested only in whether it makes fun of Donald Trump, in which case the chart advises, do it. Seriously, it says, what is your costume? On one side it says, a meme. Is it from 4chan? I don't even know what that is. Or Reddit. Right? Yes or no? If it's, I can't read that. It's way too small. But anyway, what I love is, when it says something sexy, is it ironically sexy? I mean, they go through this whole thing. So if it's sexy, provocative, and that kind of thing, then you should wear it. They even get down to the point of, God, this is, oh, why do I start these things? Is it an animal or some sort? That's very small print, I'm sorry. Right? Then it says, let me see. You're probably, if it's an animal, you're probably good. Just as long as PETA doesn't catch you. This is just crazy. But apparently, again, if they're politically charged, as long as they take pot shots at Republicans, they're fine. If they take pot shots at Democrats, they are not fine. No Hillary's, no Billy Bob, none of that. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is a Real Side Radio Show on GCN. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kdarmor.com, CADIarmor.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We're not back. We are back. You listen to Real Style of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're on the air with us. You're on Facebook or Twitter. You're responding through the chat room. Wherever it is that you're being involved, thank you. I do so much appreciate the time you spend with us. I know there's other things you could be doing. Especially, well, Friday nights, I think there's other things you could be doing. I don't know. You have to tell me. Again, 855, real Joe, 855. How do you do, what are you doing to me? This is why I hate computers. I don't dislike them. I hate them. Anyway, 855, real Joe, 855-732-5563. Is your costume racist? Well, here's a couple of things. First, it depends on what color you are. That's number one. Second, it depends whether your costume takes pot shots at either Donald Trump or Mr. Obama or Miss Hillary. Because if you take a pot shot at Mr. Obama or Miss Hillary, then yes, it is racist. You know, when you look at how these people do these things, when you look at this flow chart that you put together, next thing you have, one of them is very nasty. And some of the questions are, you can, you know, it gets down to where you can wear it, you can wear it, you can wear it, and then it goes, are you white? And if you, it says, yes, if you are white, then you have to find a new costume idea. Right? It's terrible. So now, every time you think about going out, I would imagine if you went out as a hobo, what we used to call a hobo, I guess they call them bums, too. You can't use that word either anymore, can you? That's a bad thing to do.
It's not their fault.
Right. Well, but bum doesn't say it's their fault. It says they're a bum. It was a hobo was a guy on the train, too, right? Can we use that anymore? I mean, they used to call him a freeloader. Remember Freddy the Freeloader? You're not old enough for that, are you? You're a young one. Shut up. Oh, God. It's always... These stories are hilarious. And I mean that on a regular basis. Right? I'm just going to hit some of these really, really ridiculously crazy stories that go by me all day long. I look at them and go, there's no way. This can't be real. These can't be real. And then when you do a little digging, you look around a little bit. You see that not only are they real, but my God, they might even make sense. We talked about Bill and Hillary not speaking this week after it blew up a little, after they blew up at each other over her new book. But what we haven't talked about is Hillary Clinton. She calls Trump a sexual assaulter. Now, that was while she was in a BBC interview, but says Bill's behavior is in the past. So apparently, he hasn't assaulted anybody as of late, or hasn't found anybody he could assault as of late, I guess. I don't know. You know what I mean? I love it. I find this stuff extremely amusing because these people have two sets of standards. When you talk about sexual assault, predators, that kind of stuff, yeah, they're not interested. They're not interested in the truth. They're not interested in working with you to get to the truth. Bill, notice that she didn't say Bill's sexual predator nature is in the past. His behavior is in the past. Hillary Clinton moved to take the heat off of Harvey Weinstein on Friday by outright calling President Trump a sexual assaulter. While rallying, you know what irritates me about this? Trump talked about it. I was talking about somebody today about this. And please don't take this as vulgar. This is just something we did in high school. We always knew that the kid that was always talking about having sex was never having sex. That we knew. So Trump is talking. I want you to look at the little orange guy. Actually, he's a big orange guy. And I was watching him do his speech today, and it's like he doesn't just have round eyeballs. He has two round, skin areas. He looks like a raccoon, a reverse raccoon or something. Anyway, yeah, I know. You don't want me. What? Oh, yeah, that's it. Sunglasses. He's got them around his lips, too. What, he got lip glasses or something? Anyway, so... really? Somebody's going to rescue me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I was looking at him today. And almost every accuser that came forward, not only were they not paid off, but it was proved that it was a bunch of malarkey. And that there really wasn't anything there. Because if there was, why would they give up? Why'd they? The guy's a billionaire. They could have got all kinds of money from him to go away. But it didn't happen. And in the tapes, all he talks about is what they'll let him do. Come on, give me a break. Will you please? And what he wants to do. Bill not only said what he wanted to do, did it. He sent Arkansas State Troopers to go out and pick his people up, pick his girls up for him. He had to pay some of them to go away. Come on, think about this. So he actually did it. He paid off girls to go away. Trump didn't do that. Now, Weinstein, same thing here. He's been doing it for years. These people know that he's been doing it for years. These people know he's been sexually assaulting girls when they were 17. I don't know. Is there a statute of limitations on statutory rape? Because an older man having sex with a 17-year-old girl, yeah, maybe that is statutory rape. What do you think? Clinton made the comments during an interview with the BBC, Andrew Marr, who asked about the allegations of sexual assault made against Democratic megadonor, Hollywood producer Weinstein. She said this kind of behavior cannot be tolerated anywhere, whether it's in the entertainment or politics, Clinton said. After all, we have someone admitting to be sexual assaulter in the Oval Office. Oh, Bill's not in there anymore, Hillary. I don't know what she's talking about. Kind of confusing. Yeah, piece of work. Anyway, what the heck? Really? Seriously? Oh, there she is. Now, Ma responded by pointing out Clinton had dismissed allegations made by women against her husband, former President Bill Clinton, that Trump highlighted during the hard-fought presidential race. Look at, she never talks about it. And the other thing she never talks about is how she treated those poor women. She says, well, those have all been litigated. So, in other words, we got rid of them legally. No, they didn't go away. No, it wasn't that they didn't happen. No, we litigated them. She went on to say that was the subject of a huge investigation in the 90s, and there were conclusions drawn that are clearly in the past. In other words, yes, he was found guilty. Yes, he that piece of work played around with those girls. Yes, he assaulted them. But you know what? That's yesterday's news. We've already paid those women off. We're moving on. Clinton interacted accusation against Trump was referring to the infamous Access Hollywood tape of Trump in 2005, in which he said that he could do anything to women as a star, including grabbing them by the blank. Billy Bob said, bring him here. And what did he say? The one girl, he dropped his drawers, told her to come over and get to work. She needed to get on her knees and get to work. Yeah, we've forgotten all those vulgar, nasty things he did. Right, there are books out there by Secret Service agents that talk about how he defiled the Oval Office on many occasions with many different women. Trump later apologized for his comments and called it a locker room talk, but never was sexual assault admitted, nor was it, Well, I guess there were accusations made, but they went away just as fast as they showed up. Because, you know, when he turns around and he says, hey, I've got the money, and if we prove you're lying, I'm going to ruin you. Even if you have Gloria Allwright sitting right next to you, you've got to stop and say, my God, he does have the money. Yes, he's mad. And do I really want to go through this? Because when he shows that I'm lying, I'm done for. I love the press conference that Trump held with Paula Jones, Kathleen Wiley, and Juanita Broderick, who all accused Billy Bob of sexual misconduct in the past. Now, Clinton expressed in his latest interview or disappointment that the Access Hollywood tape didn't sink Trump. Well, Hillary, I'm disappointed that Benghazi, one of many things that you were involved with and responsible for, didn't sink you or put you in jail. I am Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a little bit.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G, miracle.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to do a little rapid storytelling in this last segment here. But we'll finish up with, you know, again, Hillary, she doesn't take responsibility. You already know this. She doesn't take responsibility for anything. Head out to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, be part of the chat room. There's a whole bunch of stuff going up there. You can even buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been told about us, it's not true. It's just not true. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And so Clinton, you know, she has the opportunity to come clean, to come to be above, and she doesn't. Apparently she didn't listen to Michelle Obama. She's taking a low road. Dismissing everything Bill did, it's in the past, it's all been litigated. But she's still upset that the tape didn't tank Trump. I mean, anything she did doesn't matter, right? I mean, Billy Bob's discretions might be in the past, but the email server doesn't matter, Benghazi doesn't matter. I mean, all this stuff that went on. The Russian deal that she made doesn't matter. She says that the really sad part of the campaign was how horrific the tape was and what he said about women. And it was just discounted by a lot of voters. She doesn't understand. Because the voters are tired of hearing all this crap. I mean, seriously, just tired of it. Clinton, who was on tour promoting her memoir about the campaign, also said she was really shocked and appalled at the recent revelations about Weinstein. She just learned about them, obviously. She'd been hanging around with him forever. Her husband and him were good friends. They hung around together. That should give you a hint. He's been a funder for all of us, for Obama, for me, for people who have run for office in the United States, she said. So it was just disgusting, the stories that have come out and how heartbreaking it actually is. Although I don't feel much for those people that my husband sexually assaulted. No, that's not in there. I added that. Sorry. White House spokesman did not say anything about her comments. I don't blame him. It's yesterday's news. Time to move on. Right? I mean, and Kellyanne Conway earlier this week said that Clinton was a hypocrite on women's issues, and I agree with her, 100% hypocrite. She fits the bill fully when she talks about how every woman should be heard who claims to be sexually assaulted, except for those that my husband assaulted. They're all, you know, whores and sluts and all that and shouldn't be listened to. Talks about women empowerment and how much she cares about women and all this. It's all a bunch of garbage. She's not interested in those people. Again, never apologized for how she treated those women. Now everybody's up in arms about her taking 5 days to condemn Weinstein. I don't know. I think that's nitpicking. If she got much longer than that, yeah, I would have a problem. I'm sure she was trying to find out whether it was true or not. Although, you know, really, how do you not know if that's true or not? Seriously. What's that?
You think he hit on her?
Oh, not unless there was plenty of booze involved. You know, I mean, seriously. Come on. Seriously. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, truly responding and being part of the conversation. So, apparently, only in California. I mean, seriously, only in California. A middle school flew the American flag upside down the whole day. Now, one of my pet peeves, and I'm not a freak about this stuff, but I go to a lot of events where, you know, at a Hilton or these hotels where they have event rooms, and the flag is always on the wrong side. I do not understand why this is so hard. The flag is to the left of the audience, to the right of the speaker. It isn't that hard. And today, with the advent of this little stupid smartphone, it's easy to find out what side it belongs on. So in Los Altos, California, locals are calling out a California middle school after they alleged flew the American flag upside down for an entire day at school. But officials same claim otherwise. Blatch Intermediate School principal Bahava Narula confirmed to Fox News to Todd Starnes that the American flag was recently posted upside down the school's flagpole, though she claims the incident was an innocent mistake. We too were surprised and immediately corrected the mistake, she said. Of course, the American flag is never to be flown in that manner. I wonder if she knows why. The principal alleged that she took action immediately after the community member alerted her to the problem. She alleged the staff member raised the flag incorrectly by mistake. My butt. Come on. If you can't tell that thing, it's not like it's all red and white stripes. You don't know which way is up, which way is down.
Unless they were blind. They wouldn't be able to
find. Yeah, blind? They wouldn't have been able to find the pole. She said they jumped right on it. So anyway, and as she was unaware, Stern's follower, however, contends that Old Glory remained upside down all day long. The reader was not identified, who told Todd. They noticed the flag when they drove by the school and went in to inquire. He said, I went in, I am just as shocked and appalled to read it, told Starnes. I truly believe that what they're teaching in our schools is that it's okay to disrespect our flag. Well, I think it's further than that. I think some schools are teaching it's okay to disrespect the country, to disrespect our way of life, to disrespect the way we see freedom and liberty. You know, that flag, those flags are usually right out in front of the main offices, usually. So if none of those people looked out and went, hey, that thing upside down. Is there a problem with that flag? Is it wrapped around the pole improperly? Late last month, students and parents raised over an exhibit at Elmhurst, Illinois, York High School, which involved a recreation of the artist Dred Scott's controversial What is the Proper Way to Display a U.S. Flag? The piece of York High featured an American flag on the ground, surrounded by a little white plastic chains. Yeah, that's art, right? Around the same time, remember the school district, U46 board, took to Facebook to denounce the American flag as nothing more than toilet paper to me. That was the school board member there. It's disgusting. I mean, they don't realize that the seat that they hold, especially if you're a trustee, you wouldn't be there without the Constitution. You wouldn't be there without the fight that was waged for that flag. You wouldn't be there. Right? More literally, more so, in Littleton, Massachusetts, oh God, a teacher at Russell Street Elementary School decided to take a knee during the Pledge of Allegiance, mimicking the recent NFL player's foolishness. You know, yeah, it's the last story of the night, but I look at this stuff, and I have to say to myself, what have we done to our kids? I know some of you get mad at me when I talk like this, but if it's not for you, it's not for you. Maybe it's for your sister. Maybe it's for your cousin. Maybe it's for your neighbor. But what did we? How do we raise our kids? We've raised them to believe that they're everything, that the world revolves around them, and whatever they want, they should get. And if they're uncomfortable with it, they should ask somebody to stop. They should ask somebody to make it stop. Look, if you're uncomfortable with the kid kicking your chair when you're in the theater or on a plane, yes, you should ask to stop. But if you're uncomfortable because somebody's talking about Jesus near you, then move away. Move to a different location. If somebody's smoking in an area they're allowed to smoke and the smoke bothers you, you don't have the right to go tell them to put it out. You move away. It's like in the old days when they had one of those, they called them boom boxes or whatever. I remember those, and people felt like they had to crank them up so that we had to hear them halfway across the playground. We didn't have to. We weren't interested. And they didn't have a right to infringe on other people. Not everything is about you. You don't get a right to do whatever you want to do, wherever you want to do, however you want to do. Except, of course, if you're on your own property. But we've taught these kids that every little thing that bothers them, they're entitled to complain about and expect results. Why? Because you, mommy and daddy at times, and if you didn't do this, then it's not for you. But you, mommy and daddy, you went into the school and complained. You made a change. You made a difference. You went, you know, I remember years ago, a friend of mine called me to help him turn a car deal around that his 19-year-old son did and made a mistake. And it's like, let him make the mistake. Let him do it at 18 or 19 rather than doing it at 28, 30, 35 when he really can't afford it. You know what I'm saying? They weren't interested. They wanted to save that kid. Gotta let your kids make mistakes, people. Let them do it young while you were there to help protect them, while you're there to help them pick up the pieces and learn from that mistake. Hey, have a great weekend. Be safe. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here on Monday. And I appreciate the time that you spent with me all week long. Consider becoming a partner. Head up to the website. Patreon is right there on the right-hand side of the website. Give me your email address and have a safe weekend and come back on Monday. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thank you.